and welcome, everyone. I'm Morgan Klein, full-time mom, personal trainer, co-founder, and COO of Burn Bootcamp. I'm here to bring you a strong dose of hot topics such as nutrition, fitness, self-help, style, entrepreneurship, motherhood, and so much more. I strive to inspire you to live your life with greater balance, vitality, and empowerment. So grab a mug and join me for a cup of coffee and kettlebells. Hey guys, it's Morgan Klein back with another episode of Coffee and Kettlebells. Merry Christmas for those of you that celebrate. I hope everyone's enjoying a break from the hustle and bustle and just getting, you know, time with your family and loved ones and friends. I know I'm certainly appreciating a little bit of time off of work. But today I have a quick episode for you. You know, this year has been amazing. And through the podcast, I've learned so much and enjoyed connecting with each one of you on such a different level than I've been able to before in the past. So, you know, I've talked about all kinds of topics this year, and so I want to share some of my favorite episodes with you. You know, it's a family-filled, busy time of the year, and self-care is hard to come by. I'm super guilty of that. So take 30 minutes a day to listen to some of these podcasts that I'm going to talk about and really just allow yourself to disconnect and fill up on these different topics that I'm going to share. So the first one I want to share is my healthy routine and how to build your own. So one of my favorite solo episodes of the year, I gave you guys all my favorite tips for building a healthy routine. And this time of year, you know, it's pretty well known that routines get thrown off the wayside, like between that Thanksgiving, Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas, like it's just so busy. We're trying to get everything done before the end of the year. But here's the thing. We are at the end of that point. So now let's focus on building that healthy routine coming into the new year of 2020. So I wanted to share this one again. It's episode 76. Again, it's called My Healthy Routine and How to Build It Your Own. So we talk about, you know, what balanced nutrition looks like for me, why I think supplements and vitamins are helpful in today's world, given that, you know, a lot of our food doesn't have the vitamins and nutrients that we used to get from it. And that's a big part of staying healthy is making sure that you are fueling yourself with the proper nutrition and you're getting all those vitamins into your body and replenishing them, because we are depleting them so quickly with everything that we have going on, all the stress around us. But I also dive into how you can find a healthy, balanced routine that's flexible and it's not firm, right? Like I'm a big believer in like doing what works for you and understanding that every day may look a little bit different. So we talk about that when it comes to nutrition, when it comes to fitness, and we think of creative ways to stay active and incorporating movement in your workplace. Again, I'm big on just because you can't get to the gym for 45 minutes or an hour doesn't mean you can't do something in that day that's staying active and getting you closer to your goals. And then the last thing we talk about is resisting unhealthy food. So I'm sure we've had enough of it now that we're kind of getting through this holiday season, and it's really time to just bring that discipline back into your life and learn some tips on how you can resist the unhealthy foods that we're tempted with. So if you haven't listened, go check it out, episode 76, and I will make sure to link it in the show notes. All right, second topic I want to highlight today, second episode, is put your flaws into perspective with MDA CEO Lynn Voss. So in the spirit of giving, I want to share with you one of my favorite guest episodes. You know, you guys may know or you may remember that Devin and myself and the whole Burn Bootcamp community are huge supporters of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. We have been for probably 6, going on 7 years now. And this past year, we had an amazing year supporting their efforts. We raised over $500,000, which was amazing. I know I keep saying amazing, but it really was such a special moment for us, because we were able to give back in a way that we've never been able to before. And we've got even bigger goals next year. But on the episode, Put Your Flaws into Perspective with the CEO, Lynn Voss, I chat with her on really just the importance of loving our bodies and recognizing our strengths rather than focusing on our weaknesses. And Lynn explains the physical limitations of those struggling with neuromuscular disease. They battle that daily, right? And there's a lot of things that their bodies just cannot do for them. And, you know, when we realize that not everyone has the ability to move, it makes us realize what a real privilege it is to be able to do the things that we're doing today, you know, getting in the car, going for a drive, going to work, getting out, going and working out, walking up the steps. So this is a great one this time of year, just to really hone in on that gratitude and really love yourself for who you are and focus on the things that you can do, not the things that you cannot do. To me, it was a truly inspiring episode. And so I want you guys to listen to it as that quick reminder. And I also want to take a second to thank all of you who helped us support the Muscular Dystrophy Association through a monetary donation, whether it was a post on social media or just showing up to one of our events. You made it very, very special for everybody in this organization. And we just can't wait to see what next year brings. So go check out that episode. And last one, guys, topic number three, episode number three, I want to highlight is with Heidi Powell. And we talk about strong is sexy with Heidi. So there's no better way to wrap up, you know, the old year going into the new year with a reminder that strong is sexy. And you know what? Like, she really redefines what that means. She's a trainer. She's a mom of four. She's an amazing inspiration to so many people. But we chat about what her definition of sexy and confidence is. And we talk about how being skinnier or more toned won't bring you real confidence. Heidi put on 20 pounds of muscle, and she says it's changed everything about the way she feels on a day-to-day basis. And this is just a little highlight of what we talk about. But she shares a lot about her story in the past and kind of the struggles that she's gone through from a confidence standpoint, where she's at today. And she shares a lot of those great tips with us on how we can really just be confident and feel sexy in our own skin. And so this is a great one for confidence booster before we head into the new year. Go check it out, guys. And again, I'm going to link all of these on the show notes. But guys, thank you so much for just everything that you guys have given me. I know I get thanked often for what I'm giving you guys and the podcast and the guests that we're having, but just want you to know that you guys give me so much inspiration, so much gratitude, so much confidence in myself to continue to do this podcast, because I know it's reaching you at a level that I never even thought was possible. So hope you guys are having a wonderful day, whether it's Christmas today or it just passed, or you don't celebrate Christmas. I hope you have a wonderful day and really just look around and be grateful for the people you have in your life and the abilities that you have in your life, and really focusing on bringing in the new year full of gratitude. So thanks again, guys. Here's to an amazing 2020, and I'll talk to you later. Thank you so much for sipping on a cup of coffee and kettlebells with me today. To find a recap of today's show, be sure to check out the Burn Bootcamp blog. To get your daily dose, be sure to like our Facebook page at Coffee and Kettlebells and follow me on Instagram at morgan.a.klein. If you have any questions you'd like answered at the end of my next podcast, or have any suggestions for guests that you'd like to see featured on the show, please reach out to me at coffeeandkettlebells@burnbootcamp.com. If you love this episode of the podcast, I'd love to hear from you. Please subscribe, rate, and leave a review on the iTunes store, and be sure to share with your friends. Thanks again, and I hope you join me next time for a refill of coffee and kettlebells.